Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Self-restraint in the face of the enemy. What future awaits our ummah? It has become clear to both military experts and the general public alike that India's power and army were a facade unable to withstand any direct confrontation with Pakistan, hesitant to use its air force in restoring instead to launching drones from its bases that never return, since they are brought down by Pakistan Army warrior Mujahideen, who are skilled in intercepting Indian aircraft. Yet, after this confrontation and victory that is a genuine cause for celebration, Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif dampens this success, just as his brother Nawaz Sharif did before him over Kargil Heights. Sharif revealed that Pakistan Army was capable of downing 10 Indian fighter jets in response to the Indian attack on Pakistani positions, but it exercised restraint and only shot down 5. The political and military rulers and commanders of Pakistan do not feel the pain of the people of this pure land, Pakistan, for they are not of us, and we are not of them. Despite India's aggression, its bombings, and the killing of more than 26 innocent Muslims, and while it continues to kill and oppress Muslims in the border regions and in Kashmir, this leadership chose tolerance and restraint toward the criminal aggressor, forgetting the words of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لزوال الدنيا أهون على الله عز وجل من سفك دم مسلم بغير حق. The destruction of the world is less significant to Allah, the Almighty and Majestic, than the unjust shedding of a Muslim's blood. An-Nasa'i. By doing so, the Pakistani leadership confirms that it does not deserve to remain in power for a single moment, as decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said, محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those with him are firm against the disbelievers and compassionate among themselves. Al-Fath 29. As for the hypocrites, they are harsh toward the believers and merciful toward the disbelievers, thus acting in contradiction to the command of this noble verse. This is the reality of this leadership. It shows no tolerance toward the mujahideen and carriers of the Islamic da'wah, labeling them as terrorists, pursuing them, spying on them, and cutting off the sources of good that support them. There is no longer any excuse for any sincere person in Pakistan Army to remain silent and inactive, or continue covering for the political and military leadership that are unworthy of leading them. These jackals have no right to lead the lions of the Mujahideen in Pakistan Army, and the falcons, Shaheens of Pakistan Air Force. Therefore, they must be replaced by sincere leadership that rules by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed and leads the army forces accordingly, unlike this current leadership that shows tolerance toward the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before you stands Hizb ut-Tahrir, ready to lead you under the shade of a khilafa rashida, rightly guided caliphate, to liberate Kashmir and Palestine, to unify the ummah and to conquer India. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين عزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. O you who have believed, whoever among you turns back from his deen, Allah will bring forth in his place of them a people he will love and who will love him, a people that are humble toward the believers, stern toward the disbelievers, driving in the cause of Allah and not fearing the blame of any accuser. That is the grace of Allah. He bestows it upon whom he wills, and Allah is all-encompassing, all-knowing. Al-Ma'idah 54, Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.